Hey, you about ready to go to bed? I'm kind of tired. Okay. Hey, everyone. I think we're going to go ahead and turn in for the night, okay? Yeah, we'll see everyone in the morning. Good night. Ugh, I am so looking forward to a hot shower and a soft mattress tonight. Oh no, don't get me wrong. I've loved camping, but I'm kind of glad we have a cabin tonight. I just kind of want to be comfortable. Why did we choose an adventure tour as our vacation? Next time we are going to a luxury resort in the Caribbean. This is so beautiful up here. I never thought of going to the Yukon as a destination adventure, but this is perfect. What's been your favorite part so far? Yeah, you like the horseback riding. I'm not real sure how much my butt likes the horseback riding. Well, I love being on the horses. It's just being on them for 7 hours, 2 days in a row. I'm probably going to be walking funny for the next week. Oh, ha ha, funny man. Yes, yes, yes. You make me walk funny too there. Are you happy? I actually am excited about painting for gold tomorrow. Your girlfriend likes shiny objects. What can I say? No, I don't really think there's gold in the river anymore. I think they got that all out back in the gold rush days. Did you know that in the late 1890s, when the Yukon Gold Rush happened, so all of the people that were living in the east coast of the U.S. and Canada, they had to travel all the way across the country. And you're thinking, how many thousands of miles is that? They traveled all the way across the country and then went up the Inside Passage from Vancouver up to Skagway. And it took them a month to do that. And then from Skagway, Alaska, into Dawson City, which was, in Yukon, which is only about 500 miles north of that. It took them an additional 3 months to go that far. Yeah, because they had to, the Border Patrol, the Canadian Border Patrol, wouldn't let them come into the country without having at least a year's worth of supplies. Yeah, going from Alaska into Canada. Yeah, you knew that Alaska bordered the Yukon, right? Okay, I'm just checking. You looked at me funny. Well, they had to be able to survive the winters. How do I know all of that about the gold rush? I am just that smart, mister. I actually read it on the plane when we were flying into Whitehorse while you were sleeping. I know, right? I mean, it's a capital city. You expect it to be a big metropolis and hundreds of thousands of people. And Whitehorse has less than 30,000 population. That was pretty startling for a capital. Well, the Yukon was part of the Northwest Territories until 1989, and it wasn't even officially known as the Yukon until the Act of 2002. Okay, can we sit for a second? Thanks. Yeah, it's amazing to think that the Northwest Territories, the Yukon, and Nunavut covers up about a third of the entire country of Canada. And most of the population lives along the southern border between it and the U.S., and a third of the population lives in Ontario. It's just so surprising to think of a country that's this big, this massive, And so much of it is unspoiled and so rugged and so beautiful. Yeah, you might have... yeah, I just kind of want to snuggle in a little close. It is a little chilly out tonight. Another fun fact. The coldest night on record in Yukon was in this little abandoned town called Snap. Imagine living in a town. Where do you live? I live in Snap. It got to negative 63 Celsius. Negative 81 Fahrenheit. Can you imagine how cold that is? Yeah, well, this was in 1947, so they didn't have central heat and air like we do now. It was certainly not up here. It's just so peaceful. It's so quiet. All the trees, and the beautiful lakes and streams. It's no wonder that Canada's natural resources are one of their top industries. I mean, look at the sky. Look at how clear the sky is. You can see stars upon stars upon stars. Yeah, you can see the northern lights from here, but I'm not sure if they're going to be visible this evening. I don't know if there's any solar activity. Oh, look, a shooting star. Make a wish, make a wish. What was that for? Sealed with a kiss. Yes. Come on, let's head into the cabin. I want to take a nice hot shower with you and then crawl into our nice comfortable bed and sleep so peacefully in this beautiful, beautiful country. All the constellations up there. What? The giant ladle? You mean the Big Dipper? No, and it's not Thor's hammer. It's Orion's belt, you nut.